Now we come to chapter 2, and we see him now following another course to find satisfaction in life. And this is the route that a great many are taking today, seeking satisfaction and pleasure. And in the next 11 verses here in chapter 2, why he goes into that. Listen to him. He says, I said in mine heart, go to now, therefore enjoy pleasure. And behold, this is also vanity. Now, this man, Solomon, I think he probably tried everything that is known today in the way of pleasure. Now, we are sex-crazed and a sex-mad people. And what do we have to show for it? Well, we have certainly low morals, and we have venereal disease that's in epidemic stage today. Now, Solomon was rather an expert in this area of sex, and today the church has gone in this direction, and I suppose most pastors have a sermon on sex. Some of them have a whole series, and there are many today that feel like that we should have a course in the church to teach our young people about sex. May I say, I'm very much of a square. I think that's a big and tragic mistake. That's my idea. This generation is getting sex right up to here, and I'm now putting my hand up to my ears. We are getting all of it that I think we need. But in spite of all of that, may I say to you, I submit to you that Solomon was the expert in this area. He had 1,000 wives. Now, not all of them were wives. A great many of them were what would be called concubines. But they were all available to him. And a man that's got 1,000 of those around is some sort of an expert, my friend. And Solomon tried that field. He went in for drinking. He went in for entertainment. He had the outstanding nightclub of the country in his day. He could have put on a performance that would make Las Vegas look like it was Penny Annie, and that it was a sideshow in a small circus. But this is the thing this man tried, pleasure. Now, will you listen to him in his experience? He said, I said in my heart, go to now. I'll prove thee with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure. And behold, this also is vanity. And the word vanity, as we've said before, means empty. And he said, I said of laughter, it's mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? He said, I have had a fool at court that entertained me, told me the latest jokes, and many of them, I suppose, that were questionable. And he said that I found out that this was a great waste of time.